Hello?
Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is the most important to people across the variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but it's important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential, okay? And when thinking about the direction in which the country is ahead, generally speaking, are you very satisfied with the direction in which the country is ahead?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you say each of these issues is for you, using a scale from 0 to 10, 10 meaning that it's not an important issue for you, 0 meaning that it's not an important issue for you, and 10 meaning that it's a very important issue for you. For example, crime and violence.
Oh, you said crime and violence.
Crime and violence, yes, ma'am.
7,
okay. The democracy?
6.
Voting rights?
6.
Housing rights?
What was that?
Housing rights.
Oh, housing rights.
Housing rights.
7.
7. Criminal justice reform.
7.
7. Inflation and the cost of living.
8.
8. Okay. And climate change?
7.
Abortion rights?
Abortion, you said?
Yeah, abortion
rights. Oh, okay. 6.
6. Thank you, ma'am. Healthcare?
7.
Racism and discrimination?
7.
K-12 education?
7.
Jobs and wages?
8.
Student loan debt?
9.
And immigration?
6.
6. Okay. Thank you for that. And let me ask you, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes or some things comes up that prevents people from voting. But as I stand now, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 meaning that you're not very likely to vote, and 10 meaning that you're extremely likely to vote.
3.
3. Okay. Let me mark that down in here. And what is your race?
Black.
Okay. Let me mark that down in here. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, and what is the year of your birth?
1962. I'm sorry, 1961.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? College. College, 1 year.
Four years. Four.
Oh, 4 years. for your call.
Yeah.
Let me mark that down in here. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matters the most for you? For example, rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 meaning that your vote has no power at all, 10 meaning that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on the issues that it matters to you.
5.
Oh, okay. Now, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make a change on issues that matters most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 meaning that the Black community has a lot of power. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one will you think that is for you?
Say 7.
7. Let me mark that down in here. Thank you for that. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them, 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 meaning that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have never five meaning that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. It's like a neutral opinion for you. Yeah.
Okay.
And for example, if you have no opinion of this person or organization, or you never hear from them, you just let me know so I can mark that down as your answer, okay?
Okay.
Let's start with Mr. Bob Casey.
Between 5 and 10?
Between 0 to 10.
Oh, 0 to 10. 6.
6. Mr. Larry Krasner?
5.
5. J.D. Benz?
5.
John Fetterman?
5.
Josh Shapiro?
7.
And Sherelle Parker?
6.
6, okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, you're on the side, or you don't plan to vote?
Well, I probably won't, but if I did, it'd probably be Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay. Now,
Demo,
I know
yeah.
it's, okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom you will vote to be your House representative, the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate, or you're on the side, or you don't have
Democrat.
You don't have a Democrat as well. Okay.
I would say Democrat.
Democrat. Now, from whom did you vote in the 2020 election for president, or you were not able to vote that year?
I didn't. I wasn't able to.
Oh, you
I
wasn't
didn't.
Able to. Oh, you did it. And for whom did you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins?
If I would have, Joe Biden.
Oh, you, okay. Joe Biden. Now, some people. Yes, ma'am?
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, some people said or say that no matter how people vote for, I won't make a difference to what happens. Others says that that people who vote for can make a big difference to make things happen in your mind. Those voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I don't think it'll make a difference.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you. For example, the issues that matters to me are never on the agenda. Politicians don't keep their promises. The system is racist and not built to support black people. There's not enough outreach to people like me, or politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. Which one do you select?
They don't keep their promises.
They don't keep the promises. Okay. Let me mark that down in here, and we're almost done. Thank you for your help. Now, do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them. Would you say that
you strongly agree?
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote will make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that applies to you. You can select three. Now, if there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods, or if there were black leadership organizations that held the government accountable to the black community, if there was more transparency to crack how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians, or if black people had more money and resources, or if I could get all government benefits like help with student loan, small business money, tax credit, and home utility discounts on one web page or an app. Which one do you select?
Wow, that was a lot. Hold on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, then I'm stopping off that because I can't hear. No. Read that to me one more time.
Okay, my pleasure. Let me read it to you. For example, if there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods, more polling places, and mail-in voting, or, for example, if there were black leadership organizations that held the government accountable to the black community. The third one will be, if there was more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians, and if black people had more money and resources, or if I could get all government benefits like help with student loans, small business money, tax credit, and home utilities discount on one website or an application, which one do you select?
Between the two and the last one.
Oh, okay.
I got to pick
perfect.
One?
No, you can choose both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, already marked that down, both. Now, below is a list of some policies that they are implemented will empower black communities by inserting or elect officials represent our community experience and priorities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each policy will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 meaning that the policy will strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 meaning that you are not sure, or a zero meaning that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all, you may choose any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me read it to you, the first one. They want us to believe nothing gets better, so we don't vote, but we can hold our leaders accountable and demand real chances. This year, the Pennsylvania Senate Democrats took a big step forward passing key police reform bills. Senate Bill 459 requires police to maintain detailed records of use of force incidents or community future is at stake. If they don't step up, we'll vote them out and find someone who will. You will have to say between 0 to 10. For example, zero meaning that will not motivate you to vote at all, or 10 meaning that you strongly that this thing strongly motivates you to vote.
Seven.
Thank you, ma'am. Now let me ask you. It's easy to doubt government promises, but our strength can secure resources. Governor Shapiro is offering $10.5 million in federal grants for a small device business affected by COVID-19. Grants range from $2,500 to $10,000. Stands with us, our involvement is crucial. It is our duty to take advantage of these resources. What you say will not motivate you to vote at all, or will strongly motivate you to vote on a scale from 0 to 10?
I would say a 7.
7. And sometimes it feels like politicians make promises they never keep. But we hold the power to demand accountability and push for change in our communities. Mayor Sherelle Parker's $6.3 billion budget is a step forward. Funding more police officers, better streets, improved public transit, and cleaner neighborhoods. We're not just voting, we're keeping receipts. If politicians don't follow through, well, show them the door. Will you say that on a scale from 0 to 10, which one do you select?
6.
6, okay. Now, this is the last one of this part, and then we're going to move forward. We're almost done. Now, no matter what party is in control, sometimes life doesn't not get better for many of us in the Black community. But as Nipsey Hussle said, sometimes you have to take 2 steps back to take 10 forward. Change can take a long time, but it doesn't happen. Our votes are our leverage. If they don't deliver for our communities, we'll make sure they're out of a job. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one do you select?
I'd say a 6.
A 6? Okay. Let me mark that down in here. And thank you for your responses so far. Now I'm going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. For example, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matters to you on a scale from 0 to 10?
I would say a 6.
Oh, 6. Now, how much power And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matters most to you and your community on a scale from 0 to 10? Will you say that no poet at all, or 10 meaning that it has a lot of power?
I say, I don't know, a 6.
A 6. Now, some people say that no matter how people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others said that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens in your mind. Those voting makes no difference at all. A small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I would say moderate.
Moderate. Okay. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local officials in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes or some things comes up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, but how it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 meaning that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 meaning that you're extremely likely to vote in? Sorry for asking you twice these questions again.
Oh, that's okay. I honestly don't know. I would say maybe a 6.
A 6. Okay. Now, do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual,
straight,
or something else?
Straight.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
widow?
Widowed. Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years old?
No.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay, and are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I don't think I am.
Okay.
But I haven't voted.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I am.
Not a problem at all, ma'am. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I would say strong.
How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, for example?
Part-time.
Part-time. Last year,
uh-huh,
that is 2023. What is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know, about 30.
30. Let me mark that down in here. And what is your present religion?
I'm not going to answer that.
Don't worry about that. Let me go ahead and continue. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? For example, how often? Yeah, for example, more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year. Seldom or never?
Seldom.
Seldom. Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I hope you have a really good rest of your day, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.